Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves and questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
Off The Ball, GAA.
Hooks are not allowed in hurling, lads. Seamus might disagree with me and say it was soft, but he stood him up, but he had his hands around him and he literally hooked him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off The Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Thursday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, there's more reaction to Stephen Bradley's comments about the FAI. Pep Guardiola discusses Manchester City's earliest Champions League exit in over a decade. And Arne Slot insists his side are not suffering a dip in form despite dropping two more points in the Premier League title race. But first, the build-up to Shamrock Rovers' Conference League playoff second leg with Molde has been overshadowed by Stephen Bradley's continued war with the FAI. A reminder that Rovers hold a 1-0 lead and tonight's second leg will be live on tonight's Off The Ball. After Sunday's 1-0 defeat to Bohemians at the Aviva, Bradley criticised recent comments by Heimir Hallgrímsson that Rovers players would benefit from a move away from the domestic game. Ahead of tonight's second leg at Tallaght Stadium, Bradley has also criticised the treatment of former Ireland women's assistant Colin Healy.
Yeah, look, firstly, I spoke after the game, not out of anger or emotion of losing the game that we'd lost. It was out of... I'd given programme notes on the 28th of January and somehow they go missing and don't show up in the programme. I'm very passionate about this league. I'm very passionate about growing it. I love this league. I love this club. I spoke about that. I spoke with the Ireland manager's comments. I spoke about Colin Healy, who I think how he's being treated as being disgraceful. I understand to a certain extent what Colin and his family have gone through the last 18 months. He's lost his wife, his young daughters. I've lost my mum. I'm in at the moment with Josh. I could fully sort of understand where Colin is emotionally, how he's feeling. These past 18 months, I was down at the funeral and incredibly strong family. He sung it up and spoke and was incredible. If anyone knows Colin, he's one of the nicest men you'll come across in football. Football can be a horrible game. He's one of the nicest men you'll come across. And for us to treat one of our best young coaches and managers how we treated him shouldn't be acceptable. I feel the position I'm in, I'm privileged to be at this club and in this position. And like I said, I feel passionate about this league, about growing it. And that's not just on the pitch with the players, that's with the managers and coaches. I think we've got some really brilliant coaches and managers. And they've got to have respect. I don't think that's why I'm pushing for this LMA to get off the ground, and we're nearly there. But how Colin was treated is can't be acceptable. It's not acceptable. I've considering what him and his family are going through, he has to be dealt with more respect and more compassion than what he was. And I have a responsibility, I feel, to speak up when I see wrong. And I think that's wrong.
Speaking on last night's Off The Ball, former Bolton striker Owen Doyle agreed the FAI needs to do better.
He's been around the game a long time, and you'd understand like managers, coaches lose their jobs and stuff, and he obviously really, really feels mistreated. He really, really feels mistreated. And obviously the football and community here feel the exact same, because the story isn't dying down. You know, the women's players, some of the players have came out, have been very strong in how they see it, which is very interesting. I think the fact that players will come out and talk about it publicly, you know, kind of shows that, in my eyes, that there's a bit of a lack of respect to the powers that be in the FAI if the players are willing to come out and speak openly about it, you know. And obviously we know how Stephen feels about the FAI over these comments now, where he feels that the wrong people are running the game. And listen, like, we can dance around this, like, he's kind of mentioned the Irish people there or whatever, and it's very obvious there's only one non-Irish person, I think, in there, and that's Mark Hannum. So he's obviously unhappy with how he's running the shop. Maybe he's got a point, like, you know, like, the like public perception is so vital for Irish football. Irish football needs a lot of help. It needs a lot of help. And how it's perceived is very, very important. And the association cannot get itself into these situations where publicly they look like fools, like, and that is.
This morning, Ireland women's captain Katie McCabe had her say on the Healy matter and the departure of Eileen Gleeson.
Yeah, look, I think from our point of view, given the news, obviously, that Eileen and Colin weren't going to continue on, it was a shock. A lot of the girls were surprised by it. More so from the point of, like, how well we got on and the spirit they had for us and, yeah, the connection and the good environment they created. For me, like, I want to say a big thanks to Eileen and Colin for everything they've done. They brought in a real energy and freshness to this team when they took over for that first game in Aviva. We've created unbelievable special moments together. We went on a really nice run in the Nations League, got a massive result down in Cork against France. So we've had some really amazing moments, and unfortunately for us, like, we didn't qualify for the Euros, and the FAI made a decision off the back of that. So for us as players now, we need to look forward, and as I said, we need to start looking towards how we're going to qualify for the World Cup in 2027, and that starts tomorrow night with our new manager in place.
New Ireland boss Carla Ward has been explaining what fans can expect under her management.
A clear way of playing. I'd like to think we've been very clear in what we want from everybody, and I think, look, I think me and Alan, you've probably seen already, we like energy, we like personality. I think we want to see that in players. Give them a little bit of freedom to go and express themselves. I think you'll see that. Yeah, we'll see after the game, but I'd like to think you will see that.
In terms of the squad itself, are there any updates on injuries or who's available?
Yeah, Leanne Keenan will miss tomorrow with a calf injury. We'll assess her as we go, but everybody else is fit and ready to go.
Hello, it's Owen Shehan here from Off The Ball, and the FIFA World Cup 2026 is here. And let's be honest, the matchday version of ourselves can look a little committed. Jerseys, face paint, scarves in questionable weather, whatever you have, maybe even a full costume if your team makes a run, you can look a little worse for wear come the end of it all. But the World Cup, it's not just about the football. It's the atmosphere, it's the nights in the pub, it is the watch parties with your mates, and maybe even meeting someone new. That is where Lynx comes in. As an official personal care sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026, Lynx's premium fragrances are here to help you smell your best, even in the middle of full matchday madness. Lynx, smell your best when you look your worst. Now, enjoy your podcast.
A 3-1 loss away to Real Madrid means Manchester City won't be in the last 16 of the Champions League for the first time since the 2012-13 season. Kylian Mbappe's hat-trick saw Real win 3-1 at the Bernabeu and 6-3 on aggregate. Real will play either Atletico Madrid or Bayer Leverkusen when that draw is made for the round of 16 tomorrow. City tackled last night's game without Erling Haaland, and Pep Guardiola gave the reasons for the Norwegians' omission.
Tried to training for the last action against Newcastle, the last minute. Apparently, with the images that we have done, it's fine, but it was discomfort walking, and when, for example, with the stairs, and we spoke yesterday this morning, I said, I'm not ready, I don't feel good, I'm not ready.
Guardiola was also asked if City need to rebuild to get back to challenging in the latter stages of the Champions League.
We have time to think about it. Now it's easy to say it, you know, but after that, it's not the point. So it was a game, like, again, you know, the 2-3 in at home, it was hard to swallow. To bring the result here is not easy. But even with good result, I know how they are able, they are good. So, and with time, the team, the club, and everyone is going to, you know, to accept what it is. But now we have 30, 40 games for the Premier League to try to next season to be here and to improve. So nothing is eternal. So we have done nothing. So we have been unbelievable. Unbelievable, and we have to try step by step to get better than from today.
The main drama last night came in Eindhoven, where PSV knocked out Juventus after extra time. Juve had taken a 2-1 lead to the Dutch side, but second half goals from Ivan Perisic and Ismail Sabari forced the extra half hour. And then 8 minutes after the restart, Ryan Flamingo found the goal that set up PSV for a date with either Arsenal or Inter. PSG had seven different scorers in a 7-0 demolition of Brest in Paris. Next up for them is either a tie against Liverpool or Barcelona. And Borussia Dortmund will play either Aston Villa or Lille after last night's dull scoreless draw at home to Sporting, which secured a 3-0 aggregate win. Arne Slot says Darwin Nunez was feeling particularly down after Liverpool dropped two more points in the Premier League title race, having gone in at the break 2-1 down. A Trent Alexander equaliser salvaged a 2-2 draw for Slot's side away to Aston Villa. Liverpool could and probably should have won the game had Darwin Nunez not squandered a couple of gilt-edged chances. Slot was unhappy with the result and felt the Uruguayan got beaten down by his miss.
Oh, I can accept every miss, especially from a player that has scored two very important goals against Brentford, that scored for us in the home game against Villa. I would prefer him to score, but the word chance says it all. It's a chance, so it's not 100% sure that the ball goes in. And players miss chances, that I can accept. But what was a bit harder for me to accept, that his behaviour after that chance, with behaviour I mean, I think he got too much in his head, where he wasn't the usual Darwin that works his ass off and make sure he helps the team.
Podcast? I think radio show, awesome.
Don't worry, he knows who we are.
Their second rows are quite old, you realise they don't work as hard as Harold. New Zealand's back rows, Sam Kane, and then there's a rook puppy. And not really here, just about life. That's down the street, he would be ranked one of the lowest accuracy rookers in the competition.
Is it a podcast?
I never heard of him. Fucking didn't.
Swear box, man.
So the, you know, you're just a shit Richie McCaw and Sam Kane can't rook. Are these things that would have fed into us thinking?
I'm sure deep down it would have motivated them to put something like that out there.
Off the ball. To a podcast.
Don't worry, he knows who we
are. Oh, radio show, awesome. It's like
not I think every game is a long story. I think in terms of performance, we weren't brilliant at all at Everton. But for obvious reasons, we were very unlucky to lose over there. It felt like losing, but it was a draw. To come away with a draw over there. Today, I liked our performance a lot, much, much, much more than I liked our performance against Wolves. From what I liked the most, playing the ball, bringing the ball out from the back, creating chances. So, no, I don't feel like that at all. I think if you go away at Villa, that's always a difficult fixture. If you start the season, you know, oh, Villa away, that's a difficult one. Oh, City away, that's a difficult one, yeah. So, performance-wise, not a dip at all today, in my opinion. But you might disagree. And what we must not do, and we've done that a bit too often now, is that we don't get what we deserve. And if you look at all the chances, if you put them in a row from us and from them, I think it's clear which team should have won this game. And we must not make a habit out of that, because it happened a bit too much now. And still, we are 8 points clear with Arsenal a game in hand.
Another bum note from last night's Villa Park trip was Conor Bradley limping out of the game, with Slot admitting the Tyrone fullback will miss their next two Premier League games against Manchester City and Newcastle. Cody Gakpo could be back for the game at the Etihad on Sunday. Joe Gomez has undergone hamstring surgery, but Slot is hopeful that he will feature before the end of the season. Shamrock Rovers have confirmed the termination of Liam Burt's contract. The Scot started 22 games while unknown at Champions Shelburne last season. Burt made 16 appearances for Rovers the season before, having joined from Bohemians. And Shelburne have tied down two more of their title-winning squad to new contracts. Goalkeeper Conor Kearns has signed a new long-term deal, as has midfielder Evan Caffrey.